Our next session is about music distribution. And we have two speakers. So again, a nice conversation, nice banter going. Our first speaker is Lynn Morrow. Lynn is the team leader in the entertainment and news and new media practice group of the law firm of Adams and Reese LLP. Lynn has substantial experience in representing clients in the music industry. She currently represents many top country and contemporary Christian artists, producers, and songwriters. She's a frequent speaker at many legal and entertainment industry audiences, and Lynn is the past chair of the entertainment and sports section of the Nashville Bar Association and Tennessee Bar Association. Lynn will be joined by Wallace E.J. Collins III. Wallace is an entertainment attorney who handles both transactional and litigation matters. His extensive transactional work focuses primarily on negotiating music, film, television, and internet business deals, as well as intellectual property issues and arising with emerging technology. He has authored numerous articles for legal and trade publications and is a regular contributor to Billboard, Entertainment Law and Finance, and the New York Law Journal. Fun fact, he was a teenage recording artist for Epic Records before attending Fordham Law School. So please welcome our two speakers today for music distribution, Lynn and Wallace.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's good to be here. Thank you for a 3 o'clock slot. You guys are as fresh as daisies out there. I know you are. So we are glad to be here. I'm from Nashville.
Yeah, I'm from New York. I've been in Nashville off and on a bunch. I'm admitted in Tennessee.
Oh, you're
Tennessee. Spent a few years down there, but I'm more based in New York.
That's good. That's good. Admitted in California, spend little time in California, and also admitted in Tennessee, spend a lot of time there. So we're really glad to be here. We're finally getting to the music industry. I'm pretty excited about that, okay? I learned so much about film and television. Thank you, great panel, Stevie and April, wonderful panel on books. Publishing deals. I was ready for a mock negotiation on music publishing deals. I was kind of excited about it, but really glad about book publishing as well. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay, so we're going to talk about music distribution deals and how they are back in fashion. And I'm looking at that title and I'm thinking, were they ever in fashion? Okay, so now we're talking about how they're back in fashion. But you wonder if they were ever in fashion as they are today. So that's what we're going to get into. We've never met before, presented before, so we are going to learn from each other here and learn from you as well. So let me just ask, how many people in this room practice music industry, entertainment law in the music industry area? Okay, absolutely fantastic. So hopefully this is going to be something that'll be helpful for all of us because, you know, looking at these distribution deals. And do you, Wallace, do you want to talk about what your theory is as far as why distribution deals are a very viable option for a recording artist? In other words, they're not all flocking and wanting a major label deal, but they're also entertaining distribution deals like they had never have before. So what's your theory on why that's happening?
Well, part of it is just the way the business evolved. I mean, anyone who's been in it for a while knows. In the ages of vinyl and then CDs and all that, you know, you had quite a big profit margin. So if you had 10 artists that failed, but you had one Michael Jackson or one Alanis Morissette that sold tens of millions, you made so much money on one CD that you paid for the others. And record deals, you would do, in effect, a record deal with a record company, a publishing deal with a publishing company. Merch was separate. Live was separate with the agents. When we hit the digital age, gradually the major labels started doing, converting kind of to the 360 deal, which is what we call it, which is basically means, you know, they're getting money from every source. So a record company would say, well, not only are we going to get records, we're going to get a piece of the publishing. We're going to get a piece of your merch, maybe even a piece of your life until we recoup. Because we used to be able to recoup from selling CDs. Now we still have to spend money making the record, promoting the record, doing all the same expenses, but we can't make the same money. We get fractions of a penny instead of $12 or $13 per CD that we sell. So we have to change the model.